Today's guest is not only a singer, he is an acclaimed actor. He is a judge on Drag Race Belgium. He is an all-round talent. C'est bonjour à Mousti.
Hello, hello, hello.
Ça va?
Ça va, yes. A bit stressed by everything, a bit overwhelmed, but ça va. It's really a good time for me, good week.
You are representing Belgium. The song is called Before the Party's Over. And am I right in thinking that you found out that you were going to represent Belgium while you were filming Drag Race?
Exactly. It was during the shooting of the season one. So I think a long time ago, in fact, because we are already in the season two right now. Yeah, the director of the RTBF, she came like one morning, was super early. It was during the makeup time. And she was like behind me with his two hands on my shoulders. Do you know Eurovision? Yes, I know Eurovision. She said, do you want to do it for Belgium? But it was a daydream for me.
Well, if you were sleepy, you were awake after that. And I just love that you were in the makeup chair as well. How glamorous. how appropriate.
I thought she would make him fun of me. You know, it wasn't true. It was like, okay, are you sure? Or you do want me to make a casting or something? Or do you want to hear a song?
The song is called Before the Party's Over. Okay. Stay exactly where you are, Musti. We're going to get into it next. Musti, congratulations. I mean, what a year so far. And it's only going to get bigger and better. Have you gone into full Eurovision mode now?
For now, you know, I want to see things like step by step. I don't want to see the whole picture, you know, because it's a bit scary for me. So I'm really like, okay, the sound is out. No, really focus on vocal rehearsal, visuals, like, you know, just day by day. I don't want to think about later. I am just like day by day, focus on the work. Like, there's a lot of work to do. I have a good team with me. I really want to put my best but staying focused, because there's a lot of voices, you know, everywhere. People are commenting. It's great. It's a positive thing, but I really want to stay completely in the work. And, you know, we can easily become crazy in a way, because it's a lot, and I don't want that. I really want to stay focused on the work, but I have a good team with me for that.
You're going to keep slow and steady. You were the first act to be revealed of this whole year.
Then, because sometimes we say that the first are the last, you know. In French, we say that les premiers seront les derniers. It's like a line in French. And so I hope I won't.
No, it won't happen. No.
The song, I have my own meaning, of course, but I think you can project your own mind into the song. I don't know if it's really correct in English what I'm saying there, but
it is. It makes total sense. Yeah. So
there's like layers. Yeah. For me, it's also a new chapter. It's the first song of my next album. I know there's Eurovision, of course, but it's also, I like to think a bit bigger. It's the first stone of my new castle, you know. And for me, I can already tell that it's the closing chapter of my next album. It's the last song, because the album will be like a metaphor of a long party night, and the party is the metaphor of life also. The last few years, I am assuming more myself. I'm more good in French we say, je suis mieux dans mes chaussures, better in my boots. You know, I feel more confident than before. And the song is also a bit about that. You know, the first part is more about sadness, a restless feeling of how life can be tough and violent sometimes. And then at one point, you need to embrace it. You need to live to the fullest. You need to be completely who you are, and without fear, but with pride, and because we have no choice. Life is like violent, absurd, short, so fragile sometimes. We have a lot of different struggle. For whatever reason, but then that's reason why you have to live to the fullest and show your inner fire to the world. Really, that's really the and that's how I live now. That's I'm growing up, and I discovered the all queer alternative world in Brussels. Also, I feel way much better than before. And this song, even if it's a bit melancholic and sad in a way, I really wanted to have like a breath of life in it. You have to live it. Sorry, I'm talking too fast, but
no, I like it because you're enthusiastic, and also I like in the song that it builds to this big crescendo, and I can't wait to see what you do on stage with that moment. I'm sure you've got some ideas already.
It's a bit of a risk because I know that people are like, okay, but it's super slow in the beginning, or there's nothing. Sometimes it's, you know, how can I, because I know that the audience, they want to be really in it at the first second, in the first 10 seconds. So I know it might be a bit slow and smooth in the beginning. And I really want to trust the rhythm of the song. You know, I don't want to pull all the strings at Eurovision with fire, tiger and stuff. I really want to trust the process of the song, you know, because it's the story that I'm telling. There's the first part, like more fragile, more quiet, but still there. But there's a drama in it. And visually also, the challenge is to translate the choir, you know, how to use all these vocals from all around the world. And yeah, I won't say too much, of course. I want to keep the mystery.
I can't wait. It's going to be so exciting. Your Drag Race family, are they all excited? Because you've got a family of drag queens now, haven't you?
When you're in this family, you feel that there's like a sisterhood or a brotherhood. I don't know. You know, we share a bond or a link, and they support me a lot. They share the news on their Instagram. And also, yeah, the queens in Belgium, they're so with me. You know, Eurovision is like a big party here, huh?
You know,
it's in every bar, every cabaret where I'm going also, and I can feel like they are behind me, and it's so lovely. It's a bit overwhelming, but it's I can feel the love, and it's great.
Do you have a catchphrase on the show? I was thinking, do you ever say like, what's the must tea? Do you ever say that? No.
It's nice, but there's also, yeah, I think in French and in English, musty is not a good word. If you say musty, it's like
it's a bit smelly.
That's why in French it's like my last name is Mustin, so I pronounce musty. Yeah, right. That's, yeah, because must, I don't want to be musty or rotten.
That's why it sounds so much more glamorous in French, obviously. Yeah. Musty. So listen, Musti, I got a voice note from a mutual friend of ours. Shall I play it to you?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hi, Musti. It's Gustav here. I am very proud of your journey so far in this Eurovision adventure. I'm also very glad that we talk every now and then on WhatsApp and that we actually met in Brussels a couple of weeks ago, because just talking to you and having that afternoon with you was really special and very, very nice to see an artist who's really going through this journey with a lot of integrity and a lot of artistry. I really admire that in you. Yeah, I cannot wait for the rest of your adventure, but I am very convinced that you are making all Belgians very proud. I wish you nothing but the best, and I love you. Bye.
You know, it's really a new friend for me. I met him a few weeks ago, and also on the Drag Race season 2, he was like a guest judge.
Yeah.
Is the most sweetest soul, is incredible, and it's like a brother in a way. It's so touching for me. I can feel the love and so much respect, and even it's his own story is amazing. You know, I think he told me that like bookmakers were saying that it will crash, or it didn't like him a lot, and then he made like a big remontada, like he came from last to 7, and it was, It's amazing, his story, what he did at Eurovision. You know, Gustav is in my little world, and we are connected now. For me, it's already a win. And I hope we can perform together soon. We can do some stuff together. We talked about that. If I'm going into depression, or I don't know, or if it's a bit too overwhelming at one point, it will be there. I know it. I want to take him with me in Malmö, you know, I want to take him in my bag. I want to have my Gustav with me, you know.
Your little pocket Gustav, just a little one that you can pull out.
I think if it's the end of the world, of the apocalypse, it's the one kind of guy that you want, you know, with you.
Yeah. He's the one that he makes you feel safe. He makes you feel secure, definitely. And he's a friendly face. But who would win in a lip sync between you two, do you think?
That's a tough question, but I don't know. It depends on the artist, you know. If I'm doing Madonna, I'm winning. Maybe it will share or something. Yeah.
Is Madonna your number one? Is she your number one?
No, my number one is David Bowie, to be honest.
Amazing. Yes.
it's God for me. Madonna helped me a lot when I was a teenager, you know, to trust myself, to go into life and to be confident. The lyrics, the mood, Madonna is really helping. David Bowie is more on the artistic side, more on the music, really on the experiment, you know, how we can try different stuff. Madonna is more the vibe, okay, be yourself, express yourself. Bowie is more intellectual in a way, but they're both like icons. And part of my childhood, when I was a teenager, it's two of my great, great artists. Yeah.
Yeah. Madonna has been on the Eurovision stage. She was the interval act. And I always think, I would say this, I work for Eurovision, but imagine David Bowie on the Eurovision stage. He'd just win it.
Of course. There's no other way. Of course. My God.
Belgium has done so well in Eurovision recently. We've talked about Gustav, we've had Blanche as well.
But you mentioned Blanche, but for me, City Lights, the song, is a masterpiece. For me, it's what a voice. For me, it's one of the best female vocal in Belgium, Blanche, really. And that's funny because I was with her like 1 week ago.
Were you?
Yeah. Because I was a bit celebrating the release of the song and stuff, you know, with my team. And, you know, the song, I worked a bit with Pierre Dumoulin also, who worked with Blanche on the composition of the song. And so we asked her to come by, and she was there, and we had a really great time. She's also a really sweet soul. Now she's more working in cinema, you know, she's studying for director, to be a director in cinema.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Which performance sticks out in your mind?
A lot of people are saying that, but the Maneskin performance for me was, it made me want to do it, you know. I was in the couch, like, looking at the performance. I was like, oh my God, they look totally free on that stage. They look totally free and honest and authentic and so powerful. And I was like, my God. And you feel the fun also. You feel that they are in control of everything.
I love that you're going to channel a bit of Madonna, a bit of Bowie, a bit of Måneskin.
I'm at this level, but it's really good examples to look for, you know.
It is. It's great inspiration, you know. Great inspiration. I've got a little quiz for you, Musti. Are you ready? So, question number one. Before the party's over, do you A, put on your own music, or B, request Gustav's because of you?
Request Gustav because of you. Never my own music. Horrible. Sometimes people want me to do it. I'm like, no way. If you do that, I'm throwing up or I'm going away. No, Gustav because of you, for sure.
So when you've been at a party, has anyone like put your music on and you've had to leave the room because you're too embarrassed?
Completely. It happened. Or I'm going to destroy the machine myself, you know. But yet it happened. I was like, no, you can't say. And even the worst, sometimes it happened to me in the bar, in a public space.
Hey, Musti, it's you. Dance and sing.
Horrible.
Well, that leads me to my second one. Before the party's over, do you A, cause drama so everyone knows you've been there, or B, keep your sunglasses on in the VIP?
Oh my God. I keep the sunglasses on and I put drama everywhere.
A bit of both. And number three, before the party's over, do you say goodbye to everybody and give them a hug, or do you do what's called an Irish exit?
Yeah, but I like to hug people. I'm a hugger, you know. So I take time. I like to and even if I have some drinks, I like to go to everyone and to say goodbye.
So when I was younger, I was definitely saying goodbye to everybody. Now I just leave quietly out the back. I'm like, I'm tired. I can't be bothered. Goodbye. Where's Steve? Oh, he's gone. But no, with you, it's a good, the long goodbye to everybody.
I like to go to people. But you know what? Often I don't have to say goodbye because I'm the last one in the party.
Are you? You're the last one standing.
party is never over with me, never.
That's what it's going to be like in Malmo on the Sunday after the grand final. Everyone's gone. You're still going. You're still there.
I will be stuck on that stage waiting.
Eurovision is never ending. No, I am here to the bitter end. Honestly, we've got eyes on you now. We know what you're going to be like. How many rehearsals are you doing at the moment to get things sorted?
You know, I want to work as the most as possible. Like Gustav told me that also as an advice. And it's all rehearsal, rehearsal, rehearsal. And really, I need to stay fresh. You know, if you do it too many times, you can dry yourself. You know, like you lose the magic. But really, I want to work a lot. I'm really, it's not to give me some flowers, I'm not at all, but I like to work a lot. It's really what I'm, it's what I'm doing even on, in a studio for the music, and even in theater or cinema. I like to do it and do it and do it again.
Yeah. And you're filming stuff as well, right? Because you're still acting.
It's already done. It's a movie called La Nuit se traîne. It's going to be out in the next few months it's a French movie. I'm working a lot in France. So it's a good thriller, I play a character like really opposite to what you see now and to what you see in Drag Race. It's like, I have no more hair. I have like, how do you say, grills, you know?
Yeah, like, grills on your teeth. Yeah.
I'm a horrible young kid, and it was so funny to make. I like to explore really different zone in my personality, like really extreme and different zone. That's what I like. It's my leitmotif, you know. I work for that, to try different stuff. And for example, Bowie, that's why he's an example for me, because he was always out of his comfort zone, you know.
There's no escape from you for the next couple of months, Musti. There's Drag Race season 2, there's the film, and there's Eurovision. You're everywhere.
If you don't like me, you need to go really far in, I don't know, in the Arctic Pole, or I don't know. But
have you told the producers of Drag Race that you'd like Before the Party's Over to be a lip sync song?
My dream, if one queen can do that, really, it's my dream. I think I'm going to cry a lot if I'm seeing that. But to be honest, I already heard some rumors and queens talking about doing it in Brussels, in some bars, in cabaret. I've heard some stuff. Yes, would be amazing.
I love that you've got the support of all your queens from the show. That's so nice to have this family that are going to just celebrate you in the run up to Eurovision.
And no, they can judge me, huh?
They can judge you. Yes. Yes. What did Rita Bagger say? She's the host of Drag Race Belgium.
Or she released a story on her Instagram saying that she was really proud to be my friend. A friend of a king, and she in the video, she was like, it's impressive how we can see a mix between vulnerability and power at the same time. She's my friend now, and we went along very well on the set. It's really easy to work with her. We have a lot of same les points communs. We have
points in common.
Yeah, exactly. We have the same English. Sorry, today I'm like, my God, I need to sleep a bit.
Well, I'm not surprised with all the work that you're doing. I think if people want to check a video out, they should see you singing Shame with all the queens of season 1. It's amazing.
It's a pity that Shame was already out, because it could have been funny also, you know, at Eurovision to perform this song, like a really up-tempo, like a catwalk song. It's a runway song. But yeah, it's too late now.
Well, no, because Gustav did a runway song last year.
Right.
So you're doing something completely different.
Yeah,
so
I've been that. Yeah.
You know, we know what you're doing. You're bringing the drama. You're bringing the tension, the build up, the explosion. Finally, Musti, have you been watching all the other countries bring out their songs?
Quickly and once. So I need to go there and dive into it a bit more. But I have an overview, yes. Yeah. It's rich, and it's so many different ways, you know. I'm glad I already talked a bit with Aiko on Instagram, because she was not. And I'm also like a huge, huge fan of Olly Alexander. Like, I'm a big fan since London. So even the fact that I'm able to meet him, it's crazy for me. I was like, he had me on Instagram.
You're going to be his best mate in a couple of months, probably. You're going to meet all these people.
I hope he will say hello to me and we will, you know, I'll take a picture with me.
Musti, finally, what's your karaoke song?
I'm an old school song. So often I'm singing My Way, Frank Sinatra version, My Way.
I would not have said that.
Yeah, that's weird. It's weird for a young to sing these words also, because it's for, you know, it's... But yeah, I love to sing it, like, really, it's so fun to sing. You know, I'm a bit of a crooner sometimes.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't have had you down as a theatrical crooner like this. It's another side to you.
You were thinking about what, like, you have a song in mind?
Well, I thought it was going to be a Madonna song, because you talked about her so much. I thought it was going to be Vogue or Express Yourself.
No, but I don't have the same range as Madonna. Sorry. But no, My Way, I sing it a lot. And I was at the karaoke the other week, and I did something different. It was The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony.
Again, another good choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. It's like, it's almost classical, that song, isn't it?
And did you know that they stole the strings from the Rolling Stones? I didn't know that. You know,
I did not know that. I expect every time I see you now, Musti, to give me a musical fact. That would be great, please. Just think of lots between now and May. Just be my own encyclopedia full of music facts.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, we can do that. Musti, it's so good to talk to you. I know you're so busy at the moment, but congratulations on the song coming out. Enjoy these next couple of weeks and months. Listen to Gustav. He knows what he's doing, and we can't wait to see what you do. So thank you for joining us on the official Eurovision Song Contest podcast. Good luck, Musti.
Thank you.